Good morning to each one. Thank you for coming out. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear God, just thank you for this glorious day that we can come here and worship you. Pray you be with me as I share. Pray you would be with Jesse as he brings us the message. That's all in your name. Amen. So as I was thinking of an opening to share, I had to think how serious I am about serving God. So as I went throughout the week, I thought about how much I think about God throughout the day. And I was surprised how little I thought about God throughout the week. So let's turn to Mark 12:30. Mark 12:30. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment and promise. So it says here that we're supposed to love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And so I was thinking of an illustration or something. I had to think of, I have a lot of friends here at church that I go to church with them, and I'm good friends with them. But then I have other ones that I work with, and you get to learn to know them a lot more because you're with them every day. And it made me think that's sort of how we can be with God sometimes. We come to church and we worship him and think about him. But then we go about our daily lives and we can almost kind of forget about why we are doing what we're doing. And we can kind of forget about God. I think our busyness of life can distract us. And it's easy for us to get distracted. I think we have a lot of money and things that we can, hard for us to rely on God because it's easy for us to maybe buy or whatever it is. And it's hard for us to see God and see that we actually need him. Let's turn to Luke 9:62. Luke 9:62. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom. We probably all know people that became Christians and got serious with God, and then eventually, they just slowly lost out, and eventually, they didn't even serve God. They completely lost out. And I think it comes down to they're not putting God first in their life, and eventually, they just completely lose out because it comes down to every decision they make. They are not putting God first. Or it might be that you don't totally wash out, but you're not as serious with God as you were when you first became a Christian, or maybe you don't have the life. I think we can kind of get onto our daily routine where we kind of get into habits or ways we do things, and we can forget why we do it. I think if we get serious about God, I think it's easier as we go about the day. If we meet people we want to talk to about God, if we are thinking about him, it's a lot easier if we see somebody that we feel like we need to talk to them. For me, if I'm going about the day and I'm totally distracted, just doing my work, if I actually see somebody I think I should talk to them about God, we're totally distracted and it can make it really hard to talk to them. So let's turn to 1 John 2:15. 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So as I was thinking of some distractions, I think it can be the love of the world that can distract us from giving our whole life to God. It says, I thought it was interesting here, as it says, if love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. So it can be just the things that are in the world, like I had some illustrations, things that can be distraction to us. It could be money, it can be our job, it can be even, I think, good things, like stuff we should be doing. But if we have them too high up on our list and keeping us from having love of God in our life. Let's turn to 3:23. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. So it says here, whatsoever we should supposed to do it with all, basically, heartily, basically with all our heart, doing it as unto the Lord and not unto men. And then it says, we will receive a reward. So as we go about our lives, let's be serving God with all our heart for God, and He is going to have a reward for us if we serve Him. He has inheritance waiting for us. So let's, as we go throughout our week, let's be giving God everything. God bless you.